This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Grabbing a bite to eat?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are edible. And I'm joined by my co-host.
Are we getting high? What up, guys? Aim on the mic. You said edibles. Ooh.
I mean, you know, allegedly. I like to say that word a lot. Before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so the last podcast went on for a while, and I expent... Is that a word? I expent? That sounds like a word.
No.
Yeah,
no, we're going to roll with it. That's not a word, first of all.
I'm just like fetch, I'm going to make it a thing. I expent a lot of energy on the last podcast claiming my type of female cartoon characters and baddies. And in today's podcast, to refresh or recoup some of that energy, I need to grab a bite to eat. So today we are ranking all the fast food chains that we know and love, near and dear to our hearts. Now, some of these are technically not fast food, but like that debate can be settled at a different time. They're on this list, so we're rolling with it. And, you know, this is an alphabetical order. Yeah, look at that. You know,
you got some quality. You didn't even know you did that. Look at that. Shout out to our intern. Shout out to our intern for doing a great job.
Yeah, the intern's name is Kevin.
Yeah, shout out to Kevin.
Shout out. So to start things off,
Arby's. We have the meat.
Arby's is notorious for the meats. I dig Arby's a little bit.
Have you had Arby's?
I have had Arby's. It wasn't too bad. It's not a place like I desire each and every time. I'm like, when I'm in a mall, I'm like, yo, where are the Arby's at? You know,
where the meat's at?
Where's the meat at, dog? For that, I can give it a B.
I never had it, so you said B.
I give it a B. All right, Burger King. Unpopular opinion. I like the Whopper more than a Big Mac. I said it.
You said it so fast, so no one could really comprehend what you just said. I don't like Burger King.
I just like the Whopper. I'll put it that way. Whopper, 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 Whopper. You know, that's a new song.
No need to make that song go that hard.
Exactly.
For that, I can do a C. I was going to put a D, but that song has pushed it up to a C.
Yeah. I just like the Whopper. So
I just like the song.
Anything like their chicken nuggets? No. All right. Boston Market. I've never. You have, judging by your look.
So remember that year when I worked at a movie theater near my parents' house? There was a Boston Market that opened up there.
Mm-hmm.
That Boston Market is no longer there. It's closed down. I think I had a penne alla vodka there, and I said D.
Hold on. You got a penne alla vodka from Boston Market.
No, I gotta say like a Boston person. Boston.
But like, don't they make rotisserie chicken? Like, isn't that their thing?
Listen. I was a young man.
That's like going to Olive Garden or like ordering sushi. Like you don't do that.
Yeah, you do. You don't order sushi at Olive Garden,
bro. I'm going.
I'm a man, and you can actually show this. Back in high school, I used to order steak from Uno's.
You are all types of damaged, my friend. You are all types of damaged. Gosh.
Well, everyone's getting like, you know, the personal pie pizza.
Steak from Uno's?
Yeah, steak from Uno's. Dropping $30 for a steak on Uno's.
I don't like how this makes me feel, knowing this information. Boston Market gets a D for me. It's like, it's food, but like, why are you making a rotisserie chicken?
And why are you selling other grocery stuff? No, stop it. Yeah. Be one thing, but put a D.
I can potentially go F. Are we thinking F?
Yeah, put an F. Put an F. Since they closed down too.
All right, knowing our history, knowing everything, this deserves S tier. Buffalo Wild Wings. The place that fueled this podcast for, I'd say, a solid 2-3 years. This was our go-to spot for a long time.
The amount of times we went there and then came back to record a podcast at the station, so probably wouldn't get sponsored by them.
Yeah, I mean, like, it got to the point where the waiters, like, knew us.
They're no longer checking our IDs, too. They knew our names and everything like that. They knew exactly what we were going to order. Do you remember those talk? I remember there was one time where me, you, and our friend Mike, we were good on drinks. We usually have like maybe one tall boy drink, but yeah, it was there. But the soccer game was on, so we kind of went.
Yeah, we just stood there like for like 2 hours.
We stood there for 2 hours. We got more drinks. You were like, "Oh, I can handle myself." To the point where when you got to the station, you were like, "Oh God, now I'm feeling it now." Like, God bless, you were able to
hold yourself to that.
And then the amount of times where, who was our friend who went into the girls' bathroom? Not just one, multiple of our friends went into the girls' bathroom and just walked out. Like,
albeit, like, the bathroom situation at that place was so confusing. There's, like, too much going on the door. Just give me a symbol, a boy or girl on the door, and I'll know what bathroom to go in. Because, like, one of them was, like, under construction and whatever.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Yeah,
I agree on S tier, though.
Bojangles. I personally haven't eaten here.
Me either. I don't know. Put it in the iron net with here.
IDK. Raisin Cane's.
IDK.
I'm going A. You I like their it? Chicken. Yes. Their sauce.
Where are they located from us?
When I went to Florida.
I was about to say it's probably somewhere out of Florida.
Southern, yeah. Churches haven't had it.
I think it's only open on Sundays.
That's a good transition, because a place that isn't opened on Sundays is Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A. I know there's a lot of like things behind it, and like people.
You love it. I thought you hated it after your experience at Chick-fil-A.
When the experience goes right,
would you like to share that experience for us? What happened?
So when we went to New York Comic Con a few years back, we went to the Chick-fil-A right outside Grand Central. The people in front of me being you and our friend Teddy, and I think who else was there? Someone else was there. Kendall, all that. You guys ordered meals, and I wasn't hungry, and I was like, I'm just going to get, like, I think it was like a coffee, like,
yeah, coffee.
Drink.
No, it was coffee. It was simply coffee. You know, like,
yeah, vanilla coffee.
Yeah.
And that's all I ordered. When I tell you they're not only their drinks, but their food, they were eating their food. All that happened before I even got my coffee. And then I was like, hey, I just got a coffee. Why is it taking like 6 years? They're like, oh, I didn't even know you got a coffee. And I paid for my coffee and everything. They forgot. They were just like, yo, you don't deserve it.
That wasn't the first time somebody forgot you ordered that thing.
Yeah, the same exact situation happened that same day at the convention. But when the Chick-fil-A experience goes right, I think you can't beat it. So
you know,
I'm going
you know, funny enough, and this is the you, every time we went, I always had a good experience with food. You always got so and so. The one day
this
I
past
went,
year I didn't. This past year was good.
Yeah, because I didn't go with you. That's
but say it's probably because you weren't there.
So when I went there, because I went there with our friend Teddy and all that, and I wandered off from Teddy. Teddy was on now. I was like, I'll go something else. I got my food, long ass line. As I got my food, I turned around. The guy, this scrawny ass kid, elbows me by accident, right? And that's my food. My food goes straight on the floor, goes on my boot. I just look at him, and you can see like the upsetness and like pissed off I am. I also had like I was Jason Todd. I was like my leather jacket. I looked like a biker, like, kind of like a tough guy. This guy looked at me. He looked down, literally, look at my expression. He's like this, like, and he just bolted off like I was going to beat him. I'm just like, what? And then I go up to them. I'm like, hey, literally, cashier place is right where I paid for my food is here. And my food got dropped here. I'm like, hey, can I get another order? My food is literally on the floor. You can see this. And the guy was just like, he was thinking about it. He looked. He's like, okay. I'm like, you have to think about this? What? Like,
yeah.
You have to see it on my line. But anyway, yeah, Chick-fil-A S tier.
Checkers. Haven't had Checkers.
While you play Checkers, I play chess. All right, buddy?
I don't know how to play.
No, I don't remember. Because if we weren't in Buffalo Wild Wings...
Yeah, literally, if we weren't, we was either Chipotle or Buffalo Wild Wings.
Or Wendy's. We'll get to Wendy's, too.
Wendy's, too.
But funny enough, there was one Chipotle that actually sold beer. Do you remember that?
Yeah, there was a big thing going around. I'm putting it at S tier, by the way. That Chipotle has single-handedly fueled me for, like, you talk about Buffalo Wild Wings fueling me. You know, way before we even started going to Chipotle, that's all I ate. Like, literally for lunch, I would just get a bowl, and that's my vice. That's what I go
to. It's dangerous for me because there's one literally right down my apartment.
Yeah.
It's, like, right there. Do you still go to Chipotle? Or do you
cook? No. I'm 2-3 years clean of Chipotle.
Is it the type of, like, if you went to go to Chipotle one day, it's like you're in the goal and get it again?
I fall back into the hole, potentially. I don't know. It might be. A place that I see the commercials for, and I don't know where it's located by us, nor do I really think you should go to this place for pizza. CC's Pizza. I don't know.
CC? Is it CC Sabathia?
Probably, but that's going to I don't know tier. Cookout.
That's what you have every Saturday.
That's what I do have. Cookout. I don't know. Domino's. Where are we putting Domino's?
B.
Really?
Because my nephew likes every Friday. My sister likes to have family movie night and Domino. And he only for whatever reason. My nephew's so weird. He would eat a slice or two pizza, but with Domino's, he will go ham on that. And my sister found out that you can make a deep dish Domino's, and their deep dish is better than their regular pizza. And they add garlic bread to the crust to the pizza, which and plus, if you're on a budget, they have great deals.
Funny enough, I have a memory with Domino's where when my family went to Florida and we'd stay in the hotel and there'd be a night where we would have a pizza night, like in the hotel room, and we'd order from Domino's. And much like Timmy, I normally would have one or two slices of pizza and then I'm good. I don't know what it is about Domino's, and like I can't tell you how it tasted or like if it was good. I know I housed Domino's pizza, and for that, I'll keep it at B for you. DQ is up next.
I never had DQs.
I can give it a B. It's on the same level. Like it's not good or bad, but like it's in Pennsylvania and I've had it there and it's pretty good. Firehouse Subs. Have you had this?
No. Okay. Is there one there?
I don't think there is, but who knows? Right, Five Guys. I have a whole vendetta against Five Guys.
Oh my God. I will put it in A. That would be my thing, but
I have a vendetta against them because this is an establishment where you have to order every single topping on your burger. If you want lettuce, if you want tomatoes, if you want onions, you have to verbally mention that to them. Also, too, Five Guys, I don't know what type of employees they got there, but they got anger problems because they take your fries, right? They take a small cup of fries and they stuff that thing like a Build-A-Bear. They stuff it, and then what they do is they take your burger and spike it in the little brown bag they give you, and it's jammed at the bottom of the bag with, like, 17,000 other fries. They're just very angrily packing these foods, and I just want it to be known. Also, too, there's, like, a thing of peanuts randomly, just, like, a barrel full of peanuts. Why? I need answers.
You want to eat peanuts while you wait for your food. What's wrong with that?
But, like, why is that a thing?
Because you're waiting for your food to come, Kev.
I'm so perplexed by Five Guys, but you said you put it at A?
Yeah.
It was good, so I'll give it A. But that was just my little rant about Five Guys. Hardee's. Haven't had Hardee's.
I don't think that I have Hardee's over there when I was in Cali.
You might have.
No, I didn't think no. Okay.
All right. IHOP. Remember a brief time it was IHOB, the International House of Burgers. See. I like IHOP. I'll put it at B.
C.
Yeah. What was your thing about IHOP?
If it was just, breakfast food, yeah. But my friend wanted to go and grab burgers there, and I just hated it.
I already hate that story. Why are you going to IHOP? I mean, granted, you went to Boston Market for Penny alla Vodka, but like, why are you going to IHOP for a burger?
Yeah, right. No, that's because it was cheaper. Like, shut the fuck up.
I hope your friend hears this, and I will question this friend. Why are you going to IHOP for burgers?
Because of the price. It's literally because of the price, and it wasn't a good burger.
Speaking of burgers, Cali boy, In-N-Out. Go ahead. Your Cali friends will hear this. I know you want to rank it low. I see your face. Do it.
I want to put this on my Instagram. Sorry, so they see this. So they know. Give me 1 second. Instagram, come on, Instagram.
Right here, look at that. Caressing the F tier.
No, I wouldn't put it on the F tier. You might, but...
Look at that, right there, next to Boston Market. Think of the Penny alla Vodka and burger that you would have. Next up is Jack in the Box. I haven't had it.
So there's one Jack in the Box in our location.
And that Where?
What's the place called? What's the college? It starts with a P. It's all the way up. Purchase.
Really?
That's the one that's all the way up, right? Purchase College.
I mean, by me, it's like 15 minutes away.
I forget where it is. If I remember where it is, I'll tell you. But yeah, there is one there. There is a Jack in the Box up there.
So how are we feeling about Jack in the Box?
B.
All right. For the sake of Brock Lesnar not killing me.
He likes Jimmy John's?
He sponsored. Remember he came back and he had the Jimmy John's logo on his shorts?
Yes, of course.
But I don't know. Jimmy John's, I'll give it a B. It's kind of like an Arby's for me. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
Oh, anyway. I never had Jimmy John, so.
All right.
Jersey Mike's. My cousins in Jersey are going to hate me. D.
D. All right. Fair enough.
The Colonel.
KFC. I can't go higher than C.
Yeah, me neither. This is like literally days before COVID hit and shut everything down. We got KFC, one of us got KFC from by your house, and we went in, and they got the donut burger.
Yeah, it was Steven. I remember that vividly. I remember him eating it was the double down chicken donut sandwich, where they sandwiched a thing of chicken between two donuts.
Glazed donuts, mind you.
And I remember like just seeing him eat that food in my dining room, and then him just schlumped on my chair, just like feeling the app like just horrible, which after eating that I would too, but yeah, like KFC isn't my deal. I go Chick-fil-A over that.
Yo, R.I.P. Steven, he died that day.
He did. Little Caesars. I only see these in Kmart's. I don't see an actual Little Caesars.
Kmart's are no longer there.
I don't even see Kmart anymore. F.
Yeah, I can see F. Yeah.
All right.
All right, so when if we're not going on B-dubs or Chipotle or Wendy's, the rare occasion we'll be going to McDonald's.
Yeah, well you, Shamrock Shake guy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have yet to order a Shamrock Shake this year.
Bro, it's not even the season yet.
It's out. So I went to go place an order from McDonald's the other day, and they're like, oh, you can order a Shamrock Shake. I'm like,
I need to review this footage to make sure you're not finagling me here. Because I feel like you would indulge. But MacDo's, I'm going S tier.
MacDo, not S diabetes. I'll do A.
All right, A.
That diet, put it right next to In-N-Out. There you go, boys.
Look at that little pairing. I haven't eaten at Moe's.
This is
bootleg Chipotle, by the way.
Also, our friend Rose, when I told her that McDonald's is the equivalent to In-N-Out, so she's going to love this.
Look.
Rose, look what he made me do. He made me put it on A.
I totally did that. The Moe's is the bootleg Chipotle, so I'm not even get that out. All right, Panda Express. I've had this, and I only have this in the Florida airport in Orlando.
There's one near our house.
I know, but I don't make it my point to go out of the way to get this. But Panda Express orange chicken does slap.
It does slap.
So I might go B for this.
I can see B.
All right, Panera Bread.
When we're not going to McDonald's or Buffalo Wild Wings or Wendy's or Chipotle, we're going to Panera.
Bro, I love Panera Bread. Oh, it's expensive. God. It's expensive, but that tomato soup. Expensive.
Nah, the broccoli chips. They went to 2 for $10. You can buy two things and make it for $10.
Yeah, that was the deal. Yeah. I'm going A.
I'm going S. Fuck you.
S? Okay, S. I'll agree with you. All right. Papa Jan's. Papa Jan's is in the building. Shout out to the garlic oil butter thing they have on the side of the pizza. I used to F that stuff up when I was younger.
You used to fuck that shit up?
Oh my gosh. I'm coming off the high that was the girls podcast earlier. So I gotta calm down. But Papa John's, I can go. It wasn't good pizza, by any stretch of the word.
But I would never. Where would you put it?
B.
See, when I used to hang out with Joe, we used to order Papa John's all the time. We used to eat that. And for you, and for that memory alone, I'm using my one override and putting that in S tier.
Really? Okay.
Above In-N-Out. Look at that.
That just gives me the heebie-jeebies. Pizza Hut. Now, I have a fond love for Pizza Hut because of the salad bar and the pizza bar that had the cinnamon sticks.
Are you talking about the one that's near our house or just in general?
There used to be one in like a town over that my friends from high school used to go to. It's a town or two over by Joe Moore. But yeah, Pizza Hut absolutely slaps. I'll put it at A.
Core memories
of drinking Mountain Dews out of those red cups.
Oh my god! See, I like to do, but every time I order pizza right now, the Indian folks would always mess up my order, and make the pizza either too raw, too cold, and I gotta put it in that. They did kill that memory for me.
They give you the Cheez-It pizza.
Yeah, pretty much. You want to use one over?
No.
The Crave that made everyone stab one another for the spicy chicken sandwich.
All right. Popeyes.
Oh, Popeyes. Yeah, Popeyes.
I would twerk for a chicken sandwich.
I have yet to have a chicken sandwich from Popeyes.
Chicken sandwich from Popeyes? I would say it's better than Chick-fil-A's, even though we have it in S tier. But I like Popeyes chicken sandwich.
I never had Popeyes, so...
So I have free reign on this one.
You got to figure me out, so my friend.
I'll go S tier. Qdoba. There was one here for like a hot minute, and then it disappeared.
Was it really?
Yeah. I'm going to go, I don't know. I just remember it was there. Steak and Shake. Is this a place you've been? I feel like you meander into this establishment.
Oh, after the Uno's incident?
Yeah, I feel like this would be your, this is right up your alley.
I wish I had. I've never been. I'm going to look out.
All right.
Steak and Shake is in the Mid-Atlantic and Western United States.
Yeah, so it's not really our deal. Sonic. All right.
Never had Sonic.
I have. I've had their slushy thing, and...
Oh, wait. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There's a Steak and Shake in the city. I'm going to the city. Bye,
Phil. There you go. Sonic, I could put this at B.
Yeah, sure. I never had it, so...
All right, when we're not going to Buffalo Wild Wings, when we're not going to Chipotle, when we're not going to Panera, when we're not going to McDonald's.
Wendy's.
When we're not going to Wendy's, we're going to Shake and Shake Shack.
Shake and Shack.
Shake and Shack, Steak and Shake. There's too many shakes. I'll go A.
Yeah.
Right? You know what? Yeah. Right next to. Right next to In-N-Out.
I hate nice you so much.
East versus West debate. All right. Subway.
So,
their cookies
Did you ever order from Subway?
I have a story about going into a Subway.
I have a story from Subway, too.
Okay.
Would you like to go first, Mr. Kevin?
Bro, there's a Subway by me, and the people that used to own it used to hook it up fat with those cookies. I wouldn't even order a cookie, and they'd be like, take three. And just bop, 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 put the sugar cookies in the little bag. Rapid fire. Get a toasted sub from there. Get a toasted sub. Oh, it hit. Like, I'm hungry thinking about it.
So so the one near my house, my mom knew the guy who used to work there a lot. And he used to hook it up. Like, he'd be like, oh, don't pay. I got you. Whatever. Whatchamacallit. One day, so literally my sandwich used to be a toasted Italian bread with turkey, lettuce, and then the sauces. That's it. Nothing else, nothing more. Oh, and cheese. Nothing less, nothing more. Wild or not. One day I was like, oh, I'm going to go, blah, 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 blah. I go in, and the guy that I used to hook up wasn't working that day. It was another guy. And I was like, crap. I placed this order already, and this guy's making me pay. I'm like, hey, my house is right down there. I'll pay you back. Can I just take it? And he's like, yeah, go, go. Never went back. Never went back to that guy to give me the pay for the food.
What a time. So where are we thinking about Subway?
Above Jersey Mike's, for sure. I say B tier.
That's fair. You quiere Taco Bell.
Well, we're not going to Wendy's. We're going to Taco Bell, by Kev says.
We're desperate if we're going to go here. We're really desperate.
It's only if we're going back to your place.
Yeah,
and we're like, we're all hungry. We're like, oh, we're just going to stick right there.
So, for Taco Bell, shout out to Baja Blast. Although, the caveat, food only, no drinks.
Yeah, and sweets. So, oh, no, sweet too, so no cookies.
Well, either way, I like the subs from Subway.
But this is for the convenient purposes, if we're going to your house, Kev.
So, I'm going to go B with Subway?
Yeah.
Or C, with because normally the KFC and Taco Bell are together.
Taco Bell.
Did you ever have Whataburger?
No, I wish I did, though.
I haven't either, so I'm going to go IDK. Waffle House. Let me tell you something, brother. I like breakfast food, as you know. You know, I like breakfast food. This place takes the breakfast food and makes it into like a platter, they call it like a mash or whatever. And it's like the eggs, potatoes, everything just in one plate. And it's so good. I got to go A tier for this.
All right. I had the Pancake House in the White Plains.
But this is the Waffle House.
Nah.
All right, Wendy's, S tier.
Well, we're not going to McDonald's. We're not going to Panera. We're not going to Chipotle.
I feel like we're cutting a promo.
Yeah, right. Wendy's, S tier. I had Wendy's yesterday, actually.
Hot take. There are some days where I prefer Wendy's fries over McDonald's.
Because I will be like, oh, no salt on my fries. And what do they do? They put salt on my fries.
It's the sea salt fries, man. But let me tell you, that sawsome sauce.
Ooh. They don't have it. They don't have it anymore.
Exactly. That's why it's come downhill.
Yeah.
Which haven't had it. Don't know
it. Did you just call me bitch, bitch?
Yes, I did. Finally, Zaxby's, the chicken place. I feel like I can give it a D tier. I think that's warranted.
Yeah.
But we did just rank every fast food joint. Is there anything we want to maybe add or reconsider? Because as of right now, all the places I used to frequent are on here.
Yeah, same.
Now, to wrap things up, if you had to pick takeout, are we doing Chinese or are we doing Italian food?
Italian.
Chinese, and I'm Italian saying that, so that
means... You make sense, yeah. Because Italian, you want to sit there and enjoy it and eat it there. Chinese, you don't care where it comes from.
You, like, hunch over this plastic Tupperware thing they give you and just shovel your mouth full of chicken and broccoli, which is the go-to order.
And then you shit yourself the next day.
Yeah, that's fair. But that about does it here for the Get Comfy podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every Sunday morning with the Get Comfy Game Break and Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Believe Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? It's been Aiming the Mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.